If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Hey guys, today I want to talk about vision, because I think vision is a really important part of the design process. Those of you who have read the book know that I talk about design process all the time, how important it is to get through all four steps. But one of the things I want to talk about is how vision can actually harm you as well. And in particular, those of you who are addicted to the vision of becoming a designer versus being the operator in your design business. Now we need both of those things, okay? I think being an operator and a visionary, those things together actually make a very successful designer. I took a quiz once where in that quiz it had like four different types and I was equally operator visionary. They were my highest together. And I think a good part of my success has come from being those two things together. Now, why do we need both? We need vision because we're designers. We're creatives. We have to have a vision for what's important, what matters, what things could be, how we bring our unique style to it. Those are important things, okay? That is being the visionary. Being the operator is the person who implements it. We actually get on the computer and design it. We sit down on our iPad and we illustrate it. We sit down and we paint it. Whatever it is that gets us to the place where the final thing is actually made. That is our operator. And one of the things I need to talk to you about is I am running into more and more with designers, and that is they are addicted to the vision, not the operation. If you are addicted to the vision, that means you are thinking all the time about what it looks like to be a designer, what it means to create products, and you're more excited about that, maybe what it feels like to work with a specific manufacturer or to be a fabric designer. People who are addicted to that vision, okay, it's not a bad thing to be, you know, excited about that vision. But when we're addicted to it, what happens is there becomes an unequal balance with the implementation and creation of the actual thing versus the dreaming about it. And listen, I have a daydreamer husband. I have children who are daydreamers. I myself have big visions for my life, okay? So I am not knocking the vision. What I am saying is that we have to have a balance here. This is the one place I think really great balance is helpful for designers. Because if we spend all of our time walking through Target and seeing products and getting ideas for products we want to make and getting super excited about it, but then we never actually make it to the operation side where we're implementing and making the thing, we have a problem. Okay. And I know a lot of designers get stuck, and it's actually just the design process, step one and step two, right? Ideation and implementation. I had to think about that for a second. Implementation. It's that crossover. And I find that a lot of designers are so addicted to that visionary process that they never make it to the actual implementation and operation of that process. That is a big deal. And if you want to learn more about my design process, is in my book, Design Profit and Prosper, which you can get on Amazon. Okay. So are you someone who's addicted to the vision? Now let's talk about what that looks like. Okay. How do you know if you're addicted or if you're just someone who has lots of great ideas? Because there might be both. Okay. If you would rather just do an assessment with me. If you would rather dream about being the designer than actually sitting down at your computer and drawing, you are addicted to the vision. Think about that for a second. If you would rather, like, while you're driving your kids to school, while you're laying in bed, while you have a break or you're doing the laundry, and all you can think about is dreaming and being that particular designer who's doing X, Y, and Z, rather than getting your butt over to your computer, I'm looking this way because my computer is right this way, being on your computer, actually implementing it, we've got a problem. That's addiction, okay? You are addicted to the vision, okay? How about this? What if your list of ideas is like, I mean, we're gonna say 80% longer than your implementation list, okay? So that means Maybe use Trello or something else to keep a list. Maybe you just have a handwritten list. But you have a list and it's extremely long. And all you can think about is like all of those amazing things you plan on making. You're like, I'm going to make a village and I'm going to make a quilt. And I've got this fabric line. And I want to make this fabric line. And I want to da da da. And you've got this list a million miles long. And you have only implemented on that list about 20% of the things. You might be addicted to the vision. Not 100% because, you know, we have holding grounds for all the ideas we have. But just be careful because you should be implementing as much as you are dreaming, if not more. Because the more you implement, the more you will win. The more you dream, nothing happens, right? So it's about the way you're using your time. Now, let me just take a step back because I really believe vision is important. In fact, I think one of the most important things for a designer is to have big vision. I think you have to be thinking about what is possible. I think you have to have your list of things you want to create. That's important because I don't want you to open up Illustrator and have a blank screen in front of you. That's not helpful, okay? I need you to really dig in and figure out what you are going to design, okay? Because it makes a huge difference, okay? So that's what you're going to do. And you're still going to have vision and you're still going to have inspiration. You're not going to cut yourself off from the great dreaming. I just want you to bring up the actual operator in you to match what your visionary is doing. And it's the people who are doing that, they are the ones winning. It is such a simple thing, and yet so few people will do it. You know, I'm on this podcast giving away tons of free content. Really and truly. Like I come on here and I tell you guys all sorts of things you ought to be doing and very few people will do it. And I want you to do it. I mean, that's why I come on here 3 times a week to tell you design every day, get faster in Illustrator, build up volume of product, get rid of all your, you know, disenchanting beliefs about yourself, stop comparing yourself. You are totally worthy. It's because I know you can make money as a designer. And I know this because I've lived it and because I see all my designers doing it all the time. So I know it is possible. But so many people, they just want to be in that addicted to vision stage. They just want to dream about it. They just want to think about it because that feels better than doing the work. What is it that Dave Ramsey says that I like? I haven't listened to him for a while, but he says, children do what feels good. Adults do what, I don't remember what adults do, but it's the same concept. Like if the visionary stuff, it feels good. I know. Cause when I am dreaming about all the big things I want to do, it feels good. You know what doesn't feel quite as good? Sitting down sometimes and doing the hard work. Doing the work I don't want to do, uploading, doing production work. Some of these things are not fun. Some of it is very fun, right? Like the drawing and doing the artwork. I really enjoy that. But sometimes we're not getting to the things that are hard because it just feels so much better to do the dreaming. And that's when you know you're addicted to it and you need to like take a step back and evaluate the way you're using your time. Hopefully there's someone out there who needed to hear this so they could implement and get to the next stage so that they can level up in their design business, which is what I hope for you. All right, guys, hopefully you enjoyed this. If you have not come to a design bootcamp, we are definitely still doing a few this year. You can join me at KarinaGardnerCourses.com/designbootcamp. If you've not checked out the YouTube channel, which some of you are on here, you wanna check out the new playlist. It should be out. I don't know how soon this could be out. It might already be out, but go check or subscribe to the channel because, and that's just youtube.com/KarinaGardner, because we are coming out with new episodes with my wallpaper collection and short-term rentals, and I don't think you're going to want to miss it. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be different than anything you've seen before. It's kind of like home decor, like mixed with surface pattern design. So we're just really excited to show you some of my processes for designing and show you some of the things that we are doing and building and creating, which is so incredibly fun. We're just really enjoying it. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me and I'll see you soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.